Okay. So before we go into Bhagavatam, we want to talk about Lochan Das Thakur, whose appearance day it is today. And of course, Lochan Das Thakur is the author of the Chaitanya Mangal. And just a little bit of information about Chaitanya Mangal and Lochan Das Thakur. There's a whole summary of the Chaitanya Mangal in this book, but I'm not going to read it. So, Lochan Das Thakur, he appeared in a village named Mahakumara near Katwa in Bardhaman district of Bengal. I've been there actually. And it's actually a train station there. And you can take a train to Bardhaman directly from Agra. It's better than going. Yeah, when we used to take trains in India, we just go Omaganatu Nandashakanashakya. When we used to take trains from Vrindavan to Mayapur, sometimes the devotees would go all the way from Vrindavan to Delhi, take a train from Delhi to Calcutta, and then another train or whatever, a taxi from Calcutta to Mayapur. But actually, Bardhaman is actually very close to Mayapur, and then Agra is closer to Vrindavan than Delhi is. So you can actually take a train from Agra all the way to Bardhaman, so we've done that sometimes too. So anyway, so that's where he was born, in the Bardhaman district. So he met many of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya when he was young. His guru was his great devotee Narahari Saragat Thakur. In his Chaitanya Mangal, he offers his respects to Narahari. He says, "My hope of hopes is to be near the lotus feet of Sri Narahari Thakur, to serve and worship him with my very life. The cherished desire of the fallen Lochan Das is to be allowed by the grace of Narahari to sing the glories of Lord Gauranga. My Lord is Sri Narahari Thakur, and I am his servant. Bowing and praying before him, I beg him to allow me his service. This is my only aspiration." So he composed this whole Chaitanya Mangal in the poetry form known as Panchali. It's a rhyme and rhythmic meter. And his father's name was Kamalakata Das, means basically lotus eyed Das. His mother's name was Sadanandi. Let's see. He was very detached from material enjoyment from the time of his very birth. And the principal source material for his Chaitanya Mangal is the diary, what's called the Katachap, of Murari Gupta. Of course, Murari Gupta was the physician who was present during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's early pastimes. And Murari Gupta was the one who wrote down all the information from which all the other biographies of the early pastimes were there. And actually, the later pastimes of the Chaitanya Charitamrita were from Raghunath Das Goswami's recitations at Radha Kund, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, because Raghunath Das Goswami spent more time in the later years with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than any of the other Goswamis at Vrindavan. He was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up until the very end. So it was his recitation that actually forms the basis for Krishnadas Kaviraj's Chaitanya Charitamrita, at least the later pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita primarily deals with the later pastimes. So, let's see what else here. Chaitanya Mangal. The Chaitanya Bhagavat was originally known as the Chaitanya Mangal, and then it was changed to Chaitanya Bhagavat. And it was Lochan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami who gave the Chaitanya Bhagavat the name Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote, "Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahe Veda Vyas, Chaitanya Lilara Vyasa Vrindavan Das." In other words, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat, is considered to be an incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva. So, the Chaitanya Mangal is divided into four parts. The Sutra, Kanda, Sutra means like a thread that ties everything together. Adi Kanda, Majjhima Kanda, and Sesha, which is the same thing as Ananta, or the end. So, of course, it begins with the Mangalacharna, as every Vaishnava book begins. And Mangalacharna means basically the auspicious recitation and praises of the Vaishnavas and the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to invoke auspiciousness. So we're not going to summarize right now the Chaitanya Mangala because it's quite a lengthy book. Of course, there's that story that I'm very fond of telling in the beginning of the Chaitanya Mangala about the Mahaprasadam, how Narada Muni wanted some Mahaprasadam, so he began to serve Lakshmi. And after about, I think it was like 10 years or something, not 10 or 100 years of serving Lakshmi, Lakshmi asked, what do you want? And he said, I want some Mahaprasadam. And Lord Vishnu had previously given Lakshmi instructions not to give Mahaprasadam to anybody. In other words, the direct remnants from the Lord's plate. So Lakshmi got very nervous. She went to Lord Vishnu and said, Lord Vishnu, you know, you told me not to give remnants, but Narada Muni has asked for this, and I gave him a benediction, so what should I do? So Vishnu said that, wait until I'm not looking. Basically, give the Mahaprasadam to Narada Muni. Narada Muni took the Mahaprasadam, and he was dancing and chanting, and Lord Shiva saw him, and Lord Shiva said, what are you doing? Why are you dancing and chanting? He said, I have Mahaprasadam. Lord Shiva said, I'm your brother. Have you saved any for me? And Narada Muni said, I'm sorry, I haven't saved anything for you. But then he looked under his nail, and there was a little Mahaprasadam he gave to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva started dancing in ecstasy and practically destroying the creation. Parvati had to stop him from dancing, and she asked, you know, why are you dancing like this? And he said, because I got Mahaprasadam. And she said, did you get any Mahaprasadam for me? And he said, no, it was your Maya. Not only in Maya, you are Maya. And she got really angry. She said, I'm going to prove that I'm a Vaishnavi and I'm actually worthy of Mahaprasadam. So she began to execute austerities, chant the Lord's holy name. Lord Vishnu appeared and he agreed to distribute Mahaprasadam to everybody. All of Maya or Durga's children, that's us, we're Durga's children. So, anyway, you can turn off the heater, it's actually quite hot in here. It's like a steam bath now. You don't have to turn it, just turn down the, instead of turning it off, it's leave it where it was, but turn down the thermostat. Because if you turn it off, then it could get cold in the future. So, anyway, so that's how the Chaitanya Bhagavat begins. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in conjunction with Lord Jagannath, they distribute Mahaprasadam to everybody. And then you have a discussion of how Krishna is telling Radharani that I'm going to appear in this material world. That's part of the beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then... there's the, you know, Narada Muni informs all the demigods and everybody to appear. Anyway, and that's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So, I just want to finish up the discussion about Lochandas Thakur by reading his wonderful poem and Prabhupada's translation of this poem. Prabhupada's purported translation, that means not purported that it might be, but purported means he has a purport to it. So this is, of course, the song Paramakarana Bhavadvijana Nitai Gora Chandra. And I'll just read the Bengali. Paramakarana Bhavadvijana Nitai Gora Chandra Sabhavatar Sarashiromani Kevalananda Kanda Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrida Vishwasha Kori Vishaya Charya Se Rasa Najiya Muka Bolo Hari Hari Deko Ore Boy Tribhuvane Nai E Mono Doya Dat Pashu Paki Jure Pashane Vidare Shuni Var Guna Dat Samsare Majia Rahila Paria Se Pare Rath Nahila Wash Apara Koroma Bun Jaye Shaman Kohohe Lucham Das. So this song is actually very dear to Srila Prabhupada. It's actually one of his favorite songs. So I want to read Srila Prabhupada's commentary on it, which contains the translation. This is a song by Lochandas Thakur. Lochan Das declares that the two lords, Nittai Gaudachandra, Lord Nittai, and Lord Chaitanya are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful, for they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations like Lord Ram and even Krishna who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But Lord Chaitanya introduced a process which is simply joyful, simply chant and dance. Therefore, Lochan Das requests everyone, my dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction. But what is the process? If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. That is the only restriction. No little tiny restriction. So if one gives up sense gratification, it is sure that he will reach the desired goal. One simply has to chant Hari Hari without any motive of sense gratification. Lochan Das says, my dear brother, you just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda, because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry, what to speak of human beings. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jatakanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join, what to speak of human beings. Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adopt this path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. It is so nice that even stone will melt. But Lochan Das Thakur regrets that he's entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself, my dear mind, you are entrapped in this sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. So Srila Lochan Das Thakur was born in the year Shakabda, 1445, and disappeared in 1540. So he lived quite a long life. That's very interesting. 95 years. Of course, today is his appearance day, not disappearance day. So now we're going to go on to Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 3, Texts 22 to 24. We're just going to do 22 responsibly. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yasya Brahma Dvayau Deva Veda Lokash Characharaha Nama Rupa Vibhedena Apalgavya Cha Kalaya Kritaha Yasya Brahma Deho Deva Veda Lokas Chara Chara Na Namarupa Vibhedena. Bhogavyacha Kalaya Kritaha. Yasya Brahma Deho Deva. Veda Lokascharachadaha. Nama Rupa Vibhedena. Bhogavya Apalgavya Chakalaya Kritaha. Yasya Brahma Deho Deva. Veda Lokascharachadaha. Nama Rupa Vibhedena. Bhogavya Chakalaya Kritaha. Translations. Yatarja shobne savitur gat up. Yatarja shobne savitur gabastayo. Niryanti samyant yasakrits warochisaha. Yatad yuto yam guna sambravaho. Muirmana kani sharirasagaha. Savaina devasura marchatiryam nastrina sando na puman na jantu nayam guna karma na sanna chasan nishena shisho jayatara sheshaha. Okay, word by word translations, quite a few. Yasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who? Brahma Adyaha, the great demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Devaha, and other demigods, Vedaha, the Vedic knowledge, Lokaha, different personalities. Chara acharaha, the moving and non-moving, like trees and plants. Nama rupa, of different names and different forms. Vivedena, by such divisions. Holgavya, who are less important. Cha, also. Kalaya, by the parts. Kritaha, created. Yatah as Archishah, the sparks, Agnehe of fire, Savituhu from the sun, Garvastayah, the shining particles, Niryante emanate from. Sanghyante, and enter into. Asakrit, again and again. Swarokshishah, as parts and parcels. Tata, similarly. Yataha, the personality of Godhead from whom? I am this. Guna Sambravaha, continuous manifestation of the different modes of nature. Abhudi Manaha, the intelligence and mind. Kani, senses. Sharira, of the body, gross and subtle. Sargaha, the divisions. Saha, that supreme personality of Godhead. Vai, indeed. Na, it's not. Deva, demigod. Asura, dima. Marcha, human being. Diryak, bird or beast. Na, neither. Stri, woman. Na, nor. Sandaha, neuter. Na, neither. Puman, man. Na, nor. Jantahu, living being or animal. Noiham, nor is he. Gunaha, material quality. Karma, fruit of activity. Na, is not. Sat, manifestation. Na, nor. Cha, also. Asat, non-manifestation. Nisheda, of the discrimination of neti neti. Not this, not this. Sheshaha, he is the end. Jayatat, all glories unto him. Sheshaha, who is unlimited. Okay, translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead creates his minor parts and parcels of the Jiva Tattva, beginning with Lord Brahma, the demigods, and the expansions of Vedic knowledge, Sama, Rig, Yajur, and Atharva, and including all other living entities, moving and non-moving, with their different names and characteristics. As the sparks of a fire, or the shining rays of the sun, emanate from their source and merge into it again and again, the mind, the intelligence, the senses, the gross and subtle material bodies, and the continuous transformation of the different modes of nature all emanate from the Lord and again merge into him. He is neither demigod nor demon, neither human nor bird or beast. He is not woman, man, or neuter, nor is he an animal. He is not a material quality, a fruit of activity, a manifestation or non-manifestation. He is the last word in the discrimination of not this, not this, and he is unlimited. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you can repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead creates his minor parts and parcels, the Jiva Tattva, beginning with Lord Brahma. The demigods, and the expansions of Vedic knowledge, Sama, Rig, Yajur, and Atharva, and including all other living entities, moving and non-moving. with their different names and characteristics. As the sparks of a fire, or the shining rays of the sun, emanate from their source and merge into it again and again. The mind, the intelligence, the senses, the gross and subtle material bodies, and the continuous transformations of the different modes of nature all emanate from the Lord and again merge into Him. Is neither demigod nor demon, neither human nor bird or beast. He is not woman, man or neuter, nor is he an animal. He is not a material quality, a fruit of activity, a manifestation or non-manifestation. He is the last word in the discrimination of.
Not this, and he is unlimited.
All glory is to the Supreme Personality of God. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is a summary description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's unlimited potency. That Supreme One is acting in different phases by manifesting His parts and parcels, which are all simultaneously differently situated by His different potencies. Purasha Shaktir Vividaiva Shruyate. Each and every potency is acting quite naturally. Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. Therefore, the Lord is unlimited. Nat Tat Shamas Chalabhya Dikascha Drishyate. Nothing is equal to Him, nor is anything greater than Him. Although He manifests Himself in so many ways, personally He has nothing to do, natasya karyam karanam javidyate, for everything is done by expansions of His unlimited energies. A lot in this verse. So, Om Aganati Vedandasya. Gananjana shlakaya chakshur meditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So, of course, this verse reminds one of the Isopanishad verse, Om Purnam Adam Purnam, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and there are so many emanations that come from Him, and each and every one of those emanations is perfect and complete, and each of He remains perfect and complete. So, this particular verse in the Isopanishad pretty much destroys the philosophy that people have, which we mentioned several times before, called Parinamvad. Parinamvad basically means that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates things, He just becomes, He either loses or becomes transformed. The word Parinam means transformation. That He becomes transformed by the creation. As we mentioned many times, there's the Parinamvad, Vibhartavad. Shankaracharya is not an advocate of Parinamvad. He's an advocate of Vibhartavad. In other words, the one absolute truth, the absolute truth falls into Maya and thinks he's all these different jiva souls like us. But in the that's Vibhartavad. And the Parinamvad, then you have the Supreme Lord becomes changed by the emanation. Okay, that, I mentioned that many times before, and we don't need to get into that. And our philosophy is Shakti Parinambhava, which is actually described here in this verse. That the Supreme Lord's energies, and this is actually very much directly pointed out in this verse, Purusha Shakti Vidaiva Shuyate. The Supreme Lord, Prabhupada translates that as the Supreme Lord has different potencies. But the direct translation of this, you know, Vividaiva means the Supreme Lord's potencies become divided, or let's say variegated, to use a better word. In other words, the potency is one. The Supreme Lord's potency is one, just like we have Krishna expands, or Krishna's first potency is Srimati Radharani. She's known as the Adi Shakti. And then from Srimati Radharani comes all the other Shaktis in the Supreme Personality, the Shaktis or potencies of the Supreme Personality. Got it. From Radharani comes the Dwarka Queens. From the Dwarka Queens comes the Lakshmis in the spiritual world. And from Lakshmi in the spiritual world expands Durga. And so all the potencies expand. That's Vividaiva Shruyate. They actually are known to expand from the one potency of the Supreme Personality, God of the Adi Shakti of the Lord. And so, but we're actually not under that same category. We're actually Jivataiva, which is different than the Shakti of the Lord. We are Amsa. Krishna's Vivinamsa, we are Amsa. Amsa means that we are part and parcel of the Lord, the same nature as the Lord. We're not really a Shakti in the same sense that Maya is a Shakti or the material energy is a Shakti of the Lord or all these other various Shaktis. Although we can be empowered by these different Shaktis. Just like a devotee, he's empowered, as mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali Kalera Dhamma Krishna Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vinana Ehitari Bhavartana. A devotee is empowered by the Shakti, Krishna Shakti. By the Shakti to preach Krishna consciousness. Or we have the various incarnations of the Shaktivesh avatars who are empowered in specific ways by specific Shaktis, like Pritu Maharaj. He's Jiva Tattva. We mentioned this previously. That Pritu Maharaj, in Sunday actually, Pritu Maharaj is Jiva Tattva, and he's empowered by the ruling potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even the Shaktivesh avatars are specifically empowered by Shakti, although if they're Jivatattva, where they're not considered under the potent, under the category of Shakti. This is an interesting point. So, Krishna Shakti Vinahe Tari Bhavartana. So, Vishnu Shakti Parapraktah Shetrak Yakya Tatapara Vidyakarma Samjanya Trutir Shakti Ishate. So the Lord has these various potencies, and the potencies are divided into three: the material potency and spiritual potency. Of course, this, in reality, the material potency expands from the spiritual potency, and then there's the jiva souls. And the jiva souls don't lose their individuality as some of the Shaktis do when they merge back into the Lord, which is described here in this particular verse. It says, as the sparks of the fire which embrace the sun emanate from the source emerging, the mind, intelligence, the senses, and gross material bodies, and the continuous transformation of the different modes of nature, all emanate from the Lord and again merge into Him. So those specific Shaktis, in other words, they become variegated, and then they lose some of their variegatedness at the time of the cosmic dissolution. Of course, the spiritual Shaktis, I mean, you can't, like, you know, Radharani and her, let's say the Asta Sakis, like that. Saki is a different word from Shakti. Saki means like friend. Saki, Sakam is the male. Saki is female. Actually, it's very, very important to understand that in Sanskrit and also in Hindi and many other languages, there's males and females. Just like there was that whole discussion, you know, someone came to the temple and said, all the ladies should be called Prabhu. But, you know, in English, yeah, you say, of course, we do have men and women, but there's not so much distinction in the gender in English. And English is not so specific. I mean, like in Hindi, like your uncle on your father's side is called one thing, and your uncle on your mother's side is called another thing. And your aunt, you know, everything's very, very specific in Hindi and also in Sanskrit. But in English, it's not like that. Anyway, so as far as Saki is different. Saki is female. Saka is male. So you have to really be aware of that in Sanskrit and in Hindi, or else you look very foolish. Like if you go around calling ladies Prabhu, it looks like it's like saying to a lady, hey man. Of course, nowadays in America, you could say to a lady, hey man. Or sometimes I've heard even young people say, what are all you guys doing? You know, ladies referring to the other ladies. But really, that's not a good idea. And will be criticized for calling ladies Prabhus. And by people who are educated either in Hindi or North Central. Anyway, so Shakti, talking about the Lord Shaktis, that the material Shaktis actually merge and they become unmanifest. Whereas the Jiva soul enters into the body of the Supreme Personality of God at the time of the cosmic dissolution, but he doesn't actually merge into the body of the Supreme Lord. He doesn't lose his individuality at that particular time. Like the material Shaktis, they lose their individuality. I wouldn't say individuality, but their variegatedness, that would be more precise, at the time of the cosmic dissolution. And then again, they become variegated at the time of the cosmic creation. But the jiva souls, nitya nitya nam, chaitanya chaitanya nam, are never created, and the jiva souls are never cease to exist. They're of a different category. Anyway, so we're these jiva souls, and this is pointed out sort of indirectly in this verse where it refers to the Shaktis, the material Shaktis, emanating and then again merging into the existence of the Supreme Lord. It says, emanate the source and merge into it again and again, whereas the Jiva souls don't do that. Anyway, so that's all we have time for, because we have to greet the deities, because we talked about Lochan Das Thakur at the beginning of class. So any questions or comments? Quick questions? We've got 10 seconds left. 9 seconds? What? Quick.
Later.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for joining us online. Kunal Mani, Krishna Priya is watching.
I went on to vote.
All right, that's good. Jai Radhika is watching. Ashish Sham, Shika Singh from Melbourne, Sandeep Chand, Mal Gorazga. I don't even know where. Hohen, Rasa Bihari from Mexico, and a whole bunch of other people I don't have time to talk about. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.